Testing 1, 2, 3. This is Charles. Okay, let me see, is it working?
April 1997. I'm starting my project.
Hello.
This is Charles Jeter, born February 2nd, 1947. I was born in Denmark, South Carolina. The oldest of 9 children, unmarried.
That's me recording my life story late at night at the Palace Hotel. I came here in 1973 after I got back from Vietnam.
Coming out the Army, I started using drugs, and after I started using drugs, my whole world just started crumbling. I've been drug-free for 3 years now and going strong. And
at first, I made hours of tapes about my life, like talking about my first night in a flop.
I was tired, and I didn't know what to expect, so I lied down on the bed and drifted off into a sleep, and when daylight was breaking, I felt something was crawling on my body. I jumped out of the bed and I looked. I seen all these bugs on me, little white grayish bugs. And once I seen these, I started running.
But telling my own story was just the beginning. My real assignments was to get interviews from the other guys living here at the Palace. When I first moved here, the Palace was the biggest hotel on the Bowery. 600 guys slept here each night. But now it's like a ghost town. There was just 30 of us old-timers left in our cubicles. My job was to bring them out and get them to talk about life on the Bowery.
I'm walking down the hallway of the Palace Hotel, and I'm standing here at room number 1. Hey, how you doing, Wade? You know, my name is Charles, right?
Right.
I'm doing a project here, you know, something like on the Bowery. You know, if you feel like talking to me, that'd be cool. If you don't feel like talking, it's all right also, you know?
I can't think of anything to say. Maybe next time.
I'm standing in front of room number 3 now. Hello, Gus? Gus?
I don't want to get involved. Whatever it is, I don't need it, brother.
Okay, fine.
I don't want to get involved.
Thank you. Moving on down the hallway. Henry?
Yeah.
Are you home, Henry?
What?
This is Charlie.
Yeah.
You know, if you can open the door, you can see who it is. Hey, how you doing, Henry? It's okay, Henry.
Yeah, call me at the wrong time because I gotta make a run to the bathroom.
I'm not feeling very well tonight. Maybe another time if you stop back, okay?
Okay, I'm trying one more time. I got one more gentleman. Do you feel like
No, I don't feel like talking. I'm kind of depressed. Maybe some other time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Sam. I think I'm gonna cut it off right here.
It was frustrating. No one at the Palace would give me an interview. Listen,
people don't want to talk. They want to hold things in. They don't want the world, the people to know about them. Got to be against their principle of trying to escape the world, you know. And it's getting harder and harder every day, you know. And the harder it gets, you know, the more frustrated I get. And the more frustrated I get, the more I don't want to do it. I'm sorry, you know, it's coming out this way.
I felt like a failure, and I was ready to quit. But then I started thinking, the only thing I ever stuck with in my life was shooting drugs. Maybe I was giving up too easy. So I took my tape recorder down the Bowery to visit some of the other flop houses that were still around.
Testing 1, 2, 3. It's Charles Jeter. I'm going into 220 Bowery.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Charles Jeter, and I'm doing a piece up on the Bowery about the condition, you know, what used to be like. And you can let me in and out. You can just talk to a few guys.
I can't do that, no.
Okay.
I just strictly orders, you know, from the manager, not to let anybody in.
All right. Okay, I'm down here by the Providence Hotel, and I'm walking in. How you doing? I'm doing a piece about the bar, you know, the past history of the bar and the present.
What do you want? You want a room?
No, I don't want a room, no.
You don't want a room? What do you want then?
I just want to interview some guys, you know. How you doing? My name is Charles Jeter, and I'm doing a piece on the bar about
nope.
The...
Nope.
No?
Forget it.
Okay, thank you. Good day.
I was discouraged, but I didn't give up. I actually started feeling more comfortable with the microphone and more confident about myself. Listen.
I love doing this. Yes, I love doing what I'm doing. Actually, I'm getting where I like to talk into a microphone. This is Charles. Here's looking at you.
I was feeling better about everything. I even decided to go to the doctor. I hadn't gone for years and years. I was sure the doctor would tell me everything was okay, but I was wrong.
I really don't know how I should put this.
but I was tested for AIDS, and it turned up positive.
Oh, well.
At first, I thought I could keep going with my story, but I just got more and more depressed, and finally I quit for real. For months, I stared out the window of the palace, doing nothing. But always in the back of my mind, I was thinking about this project. I was tired of disappointing everyone. I had something to prove. So finally, last New Year's, I made a resolution to start taping again. And a couple days later, I did.
Testing, testing. This is Charles Jeter, standing in the Palace Hotel on the second floor. It's 1 a.m. in the morning of January the 3rd. And looking out the front window, it's very dead outside. No people. Maybe a few just walking the street. Yeah, I can see a couple walking the street, and that's about it. Probably in the background, you can hear a radio that's going. There's no one listening to it, but I'm going to walk over here, and I'm going to turn it off. And I just did that. There's no one in the lobby at this time. It's actually dead here. Not even one sound. You got the Christmas trees. It's blinking on and off. And a few garbage cans. And I'm just like a lonely person just walking around an empty place.
I made a promise to myself to finish this project no matter what.
Because I think it's a time now for me actually to do something and complete it. So I can say I accomplished something. I give something that they can remember me by.
I went looking for interviews in the palace again. And this time, I actually managed to convince a couple of guys to open up.
My name is Alfred Ming. I'm 50 years old. In the year of 1989, I believe, I came down to the Barbie, to the palace.
Can you describe where you live at, how big it is?
Stand up. Now, spread your arms. That's how big my room is. From end to end, okay? I have a bedroom.
Oh, yeah, thank you, Charlie. Oh, yes, and saying hello to Mr. Charlie Jeter and Tracy's dear friend. Let's see, and what else, Charlie? What else you want me to do?
What is your relationship to the Bowery?
Well, I'm going to say my relationship with the Bowery right now is pretty good. I have a pretty decent relationship with the Bowery.
I even got a guy from one of the other hotels to sit down with me for a couple of minutes.
Describe your life in a hotel. You get along quite well with everybody in there, I imagine, right?
I don't get along quite well with everybody in there. You can't speak to these people. All it is hello and goodbye.
That's definitely a rough way to live, you know, for anybody.
It don't bother me at all because I don't really care.
Okay. Jack, if you had your life to live again, what would you change about it?
Living in a Bowery.
They was tough interviews, and I was proud. It was an accomplishment just to get these guys to talk. But I didn't feel like I was finished yet. I still wanted to find someone that could tell me about the Bowery in the old days. Finally, I found him, a retired cop named Ernie, who used to patrol down here in the 1950s. I was a little nervous, but he treated me like a professional. Here's some of our interview.
I remember a lot of the frostbite, literally people sleeping in snowbanks. I pulled them out of snowbanks. I saw a lot of death. I saw an awful lot of isolation, loneliness. And yet there was a kind of a camaraderie around living on the Bowery. There was a camaraderie around a bottle of wine, a bottle of white Irish rose, I think it was called, Sneaky Pete.
Is it right now, is it better than it used to be?
Oh, absolutely. There is no more Bowery. When you came in years ago as a tourist into the city, you wanted to see the Bowery. The Bowery today is the same as any other street in the city. There are no more people sleeping on sidewalks, there are no more of the romantic kind of Bowery man that you remember from Steinbeck, you know, jumping on freights and going across the country. There was a great romance in that.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing, testing. This is Charles Jeter, sitting here on my bed, December the 22nd, 1998. And I'm doing my final diary. And these words I will give you will be my final words. I'm 51 years old, and up until now, I have never completed anything that I started. See, I never completed my schooling. I never stuck with a job very long. Everything I did was a failure, far as I'm concerned. I think by doing this tape and completing something that I could once say that
I finally finished something that I started. Something that I can look back on and say, that's my story. That's my story. And I always say to myself, I wonder what my purpose on this earth was. Why did God put me on this earth? But now I know that He put me on this earth for a reason. And I, Charles Jeter, sitting here in my room, looking at a light bulb in the ceiling, I say, thank you. This is Charles. Goodbye.